The next several days this week will be crucial for negotiations surrounding the state budget as the March 31st deadline approaches. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, tensions ran high during a closed-door meeting between legislative leaders and Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos, visibly annoyed, left the final leaders' meeting before the weekend early. He complained there was too much emphasis on the needs of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio at the expense of other areas of the state, including upstate and Long Island, which Skelos represents.
And it seems that certain members in the room that represent another branch, their only concern is about New York City and Mayor de Blasio. So as far as I'm concerned, we have a problem right now.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who emerged around half an hour later from the governor's office, says the senator was rather agitated, but claimed not to know why.
I am focused on education of the students of this state, and if the senator has a problem with that, that's unfortunate.
A major sticking point is how much money to allow for universal pre-kindergarten. There are different estimates over how long it will take various school districts to have a program up and running, and whether all of the money will be needed by next September. Speaker Silver says he's still seeking what he calls a reliable funding source for schools who commit to pre-K. He says he's open to state funding, but he also still supports Mayor de Blasio's request to raise income taxes on the wealthy. That proposal has been declared dead by Senate Republicans. Silver also took a shot at the sometimes contradictory positions in the Senate budget. It was written by the Republicans and the five breakaway Democrats who rule with them in a coalition government. Silver called the Senate budget resolution fiction.
I don't read fiction. I read biographies. I read history, but I never read fiction.
There's also still disagreement over whether to provide additional relief to charter schools. And Governor Cuomo continues to press for a multi-step plan to freeze property taxes. It would result in homeowners receiving checks in the mail shortly before Election Day. Governor Cuomo did not comment after the meeting, but said earlier that his number one item is tax cuts, including a plan to reduce business taxes. And he says he's resisting attempts by the legislature to add hundreds of millions of dollars to the budget.
We're in the midst of the discussions now. It's important for us to lower taxes in the state. That's my priority. That's what I've been working on. Spending is obviously the enemy of lowering taxes. So my priority is to push for a tax cut.
Blow-ups are not unusual in the days before a final budget agreement. In fact, many at the Capitol believe the increased intensity is a sign of progress. Cuomo and lawmakers say they are still on track to finish by April 1st, the start of the new fiscal year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.